Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice from the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
You ever seen a church that might need a little bit of facility help?
I've been in many. I mean, so many.
Would you say it's most churches? Would you say it's the majority of churches? I would.
I think so, but I don't think the majority of churches that need it realize it.
Oh, that's a good point, because it's behind the walls, behind the obvious, whatever well, the
they
case.
See it every day, and they don't.
Yeah,
they
that's
don't
another
see
one.
And we come in with fresh eyes, and or somebody, oh, anybody, not just us.
That's a very good point. And we look and said, "Have you considered this crack in the wall? What crack in the wall?
Oh, that.
Do you hear your air condition? It's making that sound. It's always made that sound. Well, it shouldn't make that sound.
No.
Well, we're going to be talking about facilities, and it's not for facility's sake that we're talking about facilities. We're talking about resources to do ministry. And so as we talk about that, I think everybody needs to hang on to this, because every church needs to be listening to what we're about to say and some incredible things that will take place. And in the word incredible comes mention of Midwestern Seminary.
Speaking of resources for ministry, they can resource you for ministry with their 81-hour MDiv program, giving you a complete foundation for full-time ministry, offering everything you need and nothing you don't. Join other students in vibrant Kansas City and train in a unique collaborative environment focused on the local church, or study online in your current ministry context. Midwestern Seminary is developing a discipleship culture devoted to the local church and committed to God's unchanging word. You can start your training today at mbts.edu/mdiv.
Okay, we are going to talk about facilities. And if at that the first blush that's a big yawn, don't have a big yawn, because we're going to not only talk about it, but through our sister nonprofit organization, Revitalized Network, and through a partnership with Cool Solutions Group, we're going to be talking about, I think, really an incredible opportunity for churches to get a good checkup on their facilities without it costing them an arm and a leg. And so we'll be talking about that more. But as we talk about it, Jonathan, we need to get into the issue about facilities in general. And why are we talking about facilities? Why is it important? And so let's just get right into that.
Well, I got a question for you. Whenever you were a pastor, what was your take on your facilities? Like, did you routinely go around? I mean, like, what was your mindset toward your facilities at your church?
I guess because I, from St. Petersburg forward, but also even with the mindset at the two previous churches, I thought like a consultant. And so I was looking at the facility, I think, through outsider eyes. And because at two of my churches, we had semi-annual guest surveys that included facility assessments. What did you see? What was the bathroom like? Where was the clutter? I think that we were able to see it on an ongoing basis with outside eyes. I don't think I'm normal. You want to softball?
I'm going to walk away.
I don't think I'm normal in that respect, and I'm not better. It's just that's my bent, is to see from the outside. But I can tell you, as I talk with most pastors, they don't look at facilities that way. They look at it as the place where they've always been. And so they see the same thing every day. And though it may change significantly over a year, 2 or 5 years, they don't see it because they're there day by day.
Yeah. All right. So today we're talking about 5 reasons your church should have a virtual assessment immediately. And this virtual assessment, you mentioned a partnership with Cool Solutions. We've got all the links and everything, all the information about it at the show notes at TomRainer.com. So just go to TomRainer.com in today's episode, episode 509, and you can find that, or go to RainerOnLeadership.com and just find episode 509. All the information's there if you're listening to this, you know, down the road. But number one, you will have more funds for ministry by having this facility assessment.
Let's talk about buckets. Let's talk about buckets. Let's talk about the three major buckets for finances in a church. All right. Let's name them. What's one of the big buckets, Jonathan?
Personnel.
And we get questions all the time, every single week. What should my personnel budget be? And we say,
It depends.
It depends. It does depend.
It depends on another bucket, we'll get to in a minute.
It depends on another bucket, but also context. Do you have marketplace ministers? There's just so many questions there. Do you have debt? Do you have facility? Well, we're going to get into that. So one big bucket is
personnel. All right. Another one is ministry funds.
Yeah.
Funds to do ministry with.
Yep. And that's where we want to have our bucket as big as possible.
Yeah, envelope3.com.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, go to envelope3.com and I think $20 a year, is that right?
I think so.
To get updated and good financial information there. So go to envelope3.com and just see where you stand compared to other churches. Yeah. But
that's the focus of envelope3.com, is increasing that bucket of ministry funds.
Actually, basically. That is not.
Well.
No, that is not, Jonathan. Yeah. Let me tell you what it is. It's not to increase the bucket, it's to increase the envelope.
Yes.
Because it's envelope three.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
They have three different envelopes, and we've already talked about one of the envelopes is personnel. The second one is ministry and mission, and the third one is?
Facilities.
Okay. So if you have those three envelopes, what you want to do is to move as much of your funds to the ministry missions envelope as possible. And that's a challenge in many churches. I worked with a church a year ago that had a personnel and facility budget of 92%.
That doesn't leave a lot for ministry.
8%. And
good math.
We are the epitome of wisdom here. We are the epitome of wisdom. And when it's all said and done, they had to make cuts in even the ministry areas even then. So, wow, it's a huge thing. It is a huge thing that we both need to have a great awareness of, you and I, but we need to tell our constituents out there, if they say, you know, I sure would like to hire a full-time person and we don't have the funds. That's a personnel bucket or envelope, to use envelope three's metaphor. Or I sure would like to have more funds to reach out into my community. That's an envelope or bucket situation as well. That's what we want to talk about, getting more funds to that bucket.
And virtual facility assessment helps you get those funds to that by making you aware of not only just what needs to be fixed in your churches, but ways that you can prepare to fix them more efficiently, to reduce your cost, to reduce your deferred maintenance, those things like that, where you don't have major capital expenses and things that will take funds away from ministry.
Yeah, exactly. And so this issue is critically important, and we're going to segue to the second point of this. And this is the reason that most churches, well, there are two reasons most church leaders avoid facility assessments. One, they don't think about it. They don't see it.
Don't think they need it. Yeah.
And then secondly, they don't think they can afford it.
Right.
Those are the two. And
well,
the point number two,
it's very affordable.
We live in a digital age. I don't know if you knew that, Jonathan.
Well aware.
I've had,
people are listening to this digital audio.
Digital audio.
Ears, yes.
Probably on their digital phone or their digital Mac or their digital PC.
Really,
whatever.
No other way to get it. So
that's
true. Unless somebody out there is burning this to vinyl.
By the way, pressing it
to vinyl, I guess.
By the way, I told Amy J this. I had an elder from the church where she used to be walk into Church Answers yesterday. Just walk up traffic. And she knew.
Well, there's a sign out front. So
you knew him, didn't you, Amy J? Of course, y'all can't hear Amy J. She's in the production studio in Richmond. But you're nodding and you knew him. And Amy J said he's a great guy.
Good.
He's a great guy. And he walked in and
there's a sign out front.
There's a sign out front, and there's no one, there's no barrier otherwise. Just come right on back. I happened to be in a conference call, but I got off for just a moment, and he was very, very polite. But anyway, let's get back. How did I get on that topic?
Something about digital world.
Okay, we're living in a digital world.
Yeah.
I was just talking about, I had walk-in traffic in this digital resource area called Church Answers. But we live in a digital world, and Tim Cool of Cool Solutions, and hey, I want to be very, very clear on this, lest you think my motive is otherwise. Church Answers gets no compensation for this. This is not related to us sharing any funds with Tim Cool. This is a ministry that we're offering, and I'm hoping many churches will take advantage of it. So the point was, it's very affordable. most thorough facility consultations are in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, because somebody's got to come on site,
yes,
do all kind of stuff, inspect things like that. I mean, even just a inspection for your home.
Yes.
If you're selling a home, buying a home, those kind of things, that costs you in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Imagine that, you know, 10, 12, 15 fold whenever you start talking about church campuses.
And I still recommend it. I still recommend on-site facility assessments because usually that you save that cost within just a few months, mm-hmm, because of all the recommendations that are made. However, if there's any doubt whatsoever about the cost, you need to look at this, and it's a virtual facility assessment. What Tim Cool has done is he has devised a way to be able to look digitally at your church. He requires you to take certain photos of certain equipment, and then he wants you to do a digital tour. He'll give you a checklist for this, and it's not as good as being on site, but it's pretty close to being, mm-hmm, on site too. And listen to some of these prices. I just want you to hear them. Jonathan said we have the links there. If you're a church with under 30,000 square feet, my church has 8,000.
Okay. So you fit in that bucket.
We would fit in that bucket. The cost is $750 for a complete facility,
wow,
assessment. And there's no travel expense involved, obviously, uh-huh, which is usually with,
wow,
a facility assessment.
Like home inspections around here in Franklin run almost that.
And it's thorough.
Just for a little bitty house.
He'll tell you exactly, wow, where to go take photos. He will have you look at everything from thermostats to, yeah, to virtual tours, everything. This is one of the reasons I'm so excited about it. $30,000 to $100,000, $1,500. So it's still really,
yeah, for a church that big, I mean,
really, really price, affordable. And he says, you go over 100,000, we need to see if it's something you can do virtually. Mm-hmm. If you have a church that size, you probably want him to come,
yeah,
there, to come there anyway. And so I just wanted you to understand that this is, are you familiar with anybody doing this?
No.
Of course, I'm not familiar with that many people doing just pure facility assessments.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker about this. Tim and his organization, Cool Solutions, they're an organization that will come in, and yes, there will be a cost there, but you inevitably save the money right away. Just inevitably. And, mm-hmm, this amount?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So,
even if you just try to get somebody local to come in, they may be able to give you a facility audit or a facility check. They probably don't specialize in churches either.
Tim knows churches.
Yeah.
And here's another thing about Tim. He's cool. He's Tim cool.
Oh, man.
Oh, the corniness of all men.
Yes.
It's very affordable. I'll go into that a little bit more at the end as well.
All right. And a lot of times it's a needed wake-up call for many churches.
Yeah. Just like a guest assessment is a wake-up call. When you have a secret guest come in and he or she says, let me tell you what I experienced.
Yeah, because inevitably, beforehand, you probably think, we're the friendliest church in town.
It is so common. That is so common. And I've been to some of the meanest churches in the state, and they think they're the friendliest church in town. And many churches think that their facilities get by. Now, here's the thing about it. Many of these members are willing to let the church facility deteriorate when they would not let their own home deteriorate. And so they just, oh, it's just the church. It's just that place. And when it's all said and done, you end up paying so much more by letting it, mm-hmm, deteriorate.
You know where you see that the most probably, usually?
Where?
In churches, is with painting.
Oh, yeah. Just a coat of paint.
A coat of paint changes a place.
It does. You're exactly right.
And churches wait and wait and wait and wait and wait.
We've heard that from Mark Clifton in our sister podcast, Revitalize and Replant. Wow. Yeah. This is a needed wake-up call for many churches. And the thing about it is what you will learn, and I get so excited about this, what you'll learn in this virtual assessment is not just ways to make your facility more efficient. You will find out ways to make your facility less costly so you can put money, funds into the other bucket
or, yeah,
the other envelope, whatever the case may be. I love it.
Yeah. And here's one of the things too that he's talked about us. Whenever Tim's been on the podcast, he inevitably has stories about him going into a church and helping them out and realizing, oh, you guys are ripe for a major problem. This facility, the virtual facility assessment, shows you where in your church possible facility crises are about to happen.
Yes. Yeah, and you get ahead of it.
Yeah.
I love it. So that is our good segue to number four.
Yeah, well, that's it. In many churches, there are facility crises about to happen.
Yeah, and let's think about some of those crises. Some of those crises could be a roof coming. Mm-hmm. You have roof problems, and all of a sudden you have a
steeple major leakage.
Ooh, steeple leakage is huge.
Steeples leak all the time. That is like one. I don't think I've ever been in a church that had a steeple that didn't have a business meeting about having to fix the steeple leakage.
That is true. I've been around a lot of churches that have that problem. So yeah. I've been around. Another one is you're about to have some type of major air conditioning, AC heating unit.
Yeah.
Just collapse and crash.
These big systems that are 20, 30, sometimes older.
Yes.
You know, especially in the northern parts with furnaces and things like that. Mark Clifton's talked about that with some of the furnaces that he's had to deal with. I remember he had to do something with one of the furnaces in the church that he pastored or something like that. I don't remember the story, but it was a really old furnace that they couldn't afford to fix, and he was having to fix it like every week or something like that.
Wow. My first seminary home, it was in Seminary Village at Southern Seminary. We called it the Gospel Ghetto, and there were no air conditions, so you just sweated during the summertime unless you were one of those affluent seminary students who could afford a window unit. And then
because affluent seminary students are all
oxymoron.
Yeah, just a bit.
And then the heat was radiator heat, those old mm-hmm. cast iron radiators. And they told you they said if you don't drain this on a regular basis, it will make clanging sounds during the night and other times. And it's not just ding ding, it is clang 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 clang. And so every other night, I'd have to get a straight pin, stick it into this little place on the cast iron radiator furnace, and drain the water out so it didn't clang.
Wow.
Yeah. That became part of my routine as a seminary student. We kept a bucket under there and just drained it. But anyway, back to church facilities. There are many crises that are waiting to happen.
Yes.
So.
All right. And then finally, facilities are often neglected because they are on
no one's
responsibility.
No one's responsible.
Nobody's like totally responsible for it, especially in smaller churches.
Especially.
It's kind of a, you know, a mismatch of different people and
George is looking after the yard, and Mary may look and clean the carpet once every two or three mm-hmm. years or something like that.
Yeah, pastors cleaning the bathrooms.
Yes, pastors will be cleaning the bathrooms, and I've seen my pastor clean the bathroom on more than one occasion.
You cleaned fried chicken bathrooms.
I did when I was a seminary student at Famous Recipe Fried Chicken. That was my first job as janitor there. Went from the banking world, corporate banking VP, to janitor at Famous Recipe Fried Chicken. But the thing about churches, most churches don't have, I would call them facility champions, people who are in charge of making sure that the facility stays up to date. And sometimes you have well-intended people that try to take on that role, but they don't understand all that there is about the facilities. The most common case, though, facilities are neglected because they are no one's responsibility. That is another reason you probably need a facility assessment. Now, once again, I want to remind you of what's going on. And this facility assessment, you say, who is it for? It is for the members of Revitalized Network. You say, oh, I'm not a member. I got to go be a member. Yeah, you do. We're trying to help those churches that are helping other churches. But this membership can be at any amount that you want. I mean, it could be a nominal just contribution per month. I mean, it could be very, very small. This is what we're going to start doing for these members of Revitalized Church, the Revitalized Church Network or Revitalized Network. We will begin to offer opportunities like this. So what's the website of Revitalized Network?
.org.
RevitalizedNetwork.org. You can go there and join. And just, I mean, if your church is not ready to commit any type of large amount, we'd appreciate whatever you can do, because all we're doing is helping other churches. But even a small amount, these are the types of things that we will start making available for the network. And you got to hear this. I have never heard of a virtual facility assessment. I've never heard of it before. Tim Cool is really breaking ground here. I am grateful that he's offering that through the Revitalized Network, our sister nonprofit, so that we can begin to help churches get healthier through their facilities. So I hope I've convinced you how important it is. not just from getting a facility assessment done per se, but for having more funds for ministry, which was the first point that I brought up.
Yeah.
And I know our closing sponsor is Vanderblumen. I got to say a few words after you give our okay. sponsorship.
Well, Vanderblumen Search Group, they are the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped thousands of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. You can find out more about Vanderblumen Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com.
Okay. Just got a word from William Vanderblumen 2 days ago that they have taken on a brand new path. They are now doing searches for several nonprofits. They're expanding their footprint. They're going into areas. And here's what happened. They would go into a church and help them find a pastor, and the people would be so impressed with Vanderblumen Search Group. Inevitably, there would be someone on that search committee that would say, oh, I'm on this nonprofit board. Can you help us? Or I'm on this board of this Christian school. Can you help us find a director or a headmaster? Those opportunities kept coming up, and now they're officially moving and they're hiring people in this area.
So the email and everything.
So very good. So very good, William, Holly, all the people at Vanderblumen Search Group in Houston. I think I'm going to be there teaching one of their seminars in Houston in the very near future. So just wanted to give that. Once again, all the information Jonathan has in the show notes, Amy and Jonathan have in the show notes about this virtual facility assessment for the members of Revitalize Network.
Before we go today, I want to ask you a question. Have you listened to the Ask Me Anything podcast yet with J.D. Greer and Todd Unzicker? It's part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family, and they've recently had episodes on how to handle politics, whether or not to attend a homosexual wedding, and ways to distinguish God's calling on your life. Just look up the Ask Me Anything podcast on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today. Thanks again for joining us today here on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at TomRainer.com. where we are growing healthy churches together.